There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Byron's played for 20 and a half minutes of this game so far. It's the Sabres working in front, scores. There's Power with a goal. The first one of the season and the game for the Buffalo Sabres. A quick release by the Buffalo defenseman, and they're on the board trailing 3-1 with 9:51 remaining in the third period.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call for the Sabres, the lone bright spot in this loss here today. Their first and only goal of this game. It's the goal of the game brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org. Buffalo did have a chance to get one in the first period, but this one, we're calling it our save of the game from Jacob Markstrom.
Comes back towards the blue line, and Rasmus Dahlin will send it back to the net. Right in front. Oh, how did that not go in? Obe Kubel looked like he had a tap in, and Markstrom might have got his stick on it.
Yeah, Markstrom getting a piece of it as Obe Kubel was right on the doorstep that could have given the Sabres a first goal there in the first period. The save of the game brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. All right, welcome back here to Prague O2 Arena. Brian Culzy with you live. We'll get to Paul Hamilton here in just one moment as the Global Series pair of games. One is now in the books. New Jersey takes the opener by a score of 4-1. New Jersey scoring twice in the first, once early in the second. As you heard, Power scoring midway point of the third, but then New Jersey adding an empty netter with 2:32 to go to wrap up this game and win it by a score of 4-1. Before we get to Paul, let's get our final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. All right, shots in the third, 13-4. The Sabres were better as the game went on, but the huge hole that they put themselves in, still too much to overcome. They outshoot New Jersey in the game 31-23. Power plays, here's another thorn in the side of the Sabres today, 0-4. On the power play, New Jersey 0-2. In the nets, Jacob Markstrom gets the win with 30 saves. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in the loss, he made 19 saves. In your three stars, Power from Buffalo, star number three. Markstrom in net for New Jersey, star number two. And Jonathan Kovacevic, who had a goal and an assist, he is star number one. The announced attendance here at O2 Arena, 16,913. It looked filled to capacity to my eyes sitting here in the lower level by our Radio Row booth. And tomorrow these two teams will go back at it again at 10 a.m. Eastern time. All right, let's bring in Paul Hamilton now for his thoughts. Paul, I know we documented this obviously throughout the game, but just a terrible start for the Sabres here as they got a little better as they went on, but they put themselves in a big hole and obviously too much to overcome.
Yeah, probably got a lot better as they went on. The third period is the way they need to play. That's what Lindy Ruff is looking for, but unfortunately they were in a three-goal hole by the time they get there. The second period, they started playing better. It wasn't great. It wasn't as good as the third, but it took them two periods to ramp up and finally play the way they're capable of playing. And then Markstrom, who in my opinion should have been the number one star in the game, made the saves when he had to and only gave up the one goal. Folks, if you happen to be looking at the NHL score sheet, not that it matters, but it kind of does, on the Buffalo goal, Zucker right now has an assist. He did not pass the puck. It was J.J. Paterka. It was very clear. I've looked at the goal five times. It was very clear that Paterka came in down the left wing side, went behind the net with the puck, got it back out to Power. So that will be changed eventually. It will read Power from Paterka and Byram. But the one thing about that goal was all five Sabres went to the net, or both defensemen did. Byram was just to the left of the net. He got it down behind the net where Paterka went and picked up the puck. And then Power was on the right side of the net, and Paterka found him. First of all, good hustle, good job by Paterka to win battles. He was noticeable tonight as far as winning battles and doing those types of things. And then getting the puck out, finding Power, who got himself set up, you know, gave Paterka a place to find him and get into a good scoring area and get Buffalo's only goal. So well done all the way around, but Paterka will eventually have that assist. Zucker does not have his first Sabre point yet.
All right. Well, Paul, the start is obviously something that is going to be something that probably fans are going to, whether we want to say overreact to or react properly to, but that was a huge storyline from last year, not coming ready to play in games. And for that to happen here with all the good vibes that have been happening here with the change in the coaching staff and the work ethic that we saw in the preseason, I will say I'll put it at maybe at least slightly surprised maybe that it happened again, but maybe because the roster still has a lot of those similar players, maybe I shouldn't. How did you see the start of this game?
Well, it really did look a lot like what we saw last year. You know, the Sabres looked like they were tentative. They weren't going for it. They were sitting back. They were turning the puck over. The passing was horrendous. Giving New Jersey numerous scoring opportunities. It just wasn't a good period at all. Your best players need to be your best players, and for a lot of this game, Buffalo's best player was their worst player in Rasmus Dahlin. And Tage Thompson wasn't much better till the third period. Once Tage Thompson gave the puck away for a breakaway that Paterka hustled back and broke up before the shot was taken, I thought that woke him up. From that point on, I thought Thompson was much better. I thought a really good job by him there all right, wait a minute, this isn't good enough, I have to be better, and I thought he was, and I thought he was much better in the third period, as were the rest of the team. But, you know, Thompson and Tuck have talked a lot in this preseason about being better to open the season, and they weren't good at all, you know, until Buffalo finally found their game in the third period. They certainly weren't alone. I'm not blaming this game on them. A lot of the Sabres just weren't there until they finally got it rolling in the third period. So you can take that away from the game, and I'm sure Lindy Ruff will, you know, since the next game is right up tomorrow against the same team. You know, he'll show them video and say, look, this is the way we have to play. If we want to beat this team, this is the way we have to go do it. And so it was much better in the third period, and that's where they have to pick up because, the first couple of periods just were not good.
Sabres fall to New Jersey 4-1 in the opener. Same two teams tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. We are expecting to hear from Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff shortly, so we'll bring you his press conference here live from O2 Arena in Prague as soon as he makes his way to the media area. Paul, you mentioned Thompson and Dahlin. They, of course, are a part of the top power play unit. The power play struggling here, 0-4. We saw some bright moments in the second period on it with Cousins and Benson maybe kind of getting involved and being active, but 0 for the game is something obviously that needs to be improved. What did you see with those 8 minutes of man advantage time?
Yeah, definitely I thought it got better. I mean, as I look, they had 5 shots on the power play, and that's, again, what got the power play going. They started getting to the net. They started winning battles. And what, if you notice that, they won battles on their power play. They got pucks and people to the net, and it was much, much better. You know, then Peterka finds Tuck right out in front for a good shot there, and that hits Nemec's stick. Or Tuck might have had a power play goal there. So, again, just like the rest of the play, I thought the power play improved as it went along. I mean, the power play before that, they couldn't even get the puck in. And then, you know, once they got it in, then they finally got set up and started winning some battles. But the key was exactly what we talked about in the pregame and exactly what Seth Abbott has talked about. They have to win battles. You can't just go out there, get one shot, and one and done, and it's over. And they started winning battles, and then they started getting some chances to score on the power play.
4-1 the final. Paul, let's talk about Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen's day. He didn't have to face many shots down the stretch of the game, 8 in the second, just 4 in the third, 23 total. What did you make of his effort this afternoon?
Just the Hischier goal, not only did Dahlin get outworked next to the net, but Luukkonen was way out. He was, like, hardly even in the net. He was off to the side near the post, almost straddling the post. And that's something that kind of crept in on that particular play that he used to do quite a bit. Seemed to get it out of his game last year, but he kind of reverted back to it. He was way out of the net. It was an easy goal for Hischier. There was just no way that Luukkonen could get himself back in the net, squared up, you know, to make that save. So, I think he would have had an opportunity. You could say, well, you could use a big save there. Well, he was in no position to even make a big save there. So, and then he wasn't, it was quiet. I mean, the Devils only had 12 shots, and one of them was in the empty netter. So 5-on-5, or with a goaltender in, rather, I should say. They only had 11 shots in the last 40 minutes of the game. So that showed that the Buffalo Sabres started defending better, especially in the third period, where they had the puck down in the New Jersey zone quite a bit, and Luukkonen didn't have to do too much. So wasn't his best effort.
Yes, and I should correct myself. Luukkonen only had to face 3 there in the third. You're right. That fourth shot went into the empty net for New Jersey's fourth goal from Cotter. That's what made it a 4-1 game at 17-28 and eventually a 4-1 victory. So these two teams will meet again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll have pregame an hour ahead of time here live from Prague starting at 9 a.m. along our flagship station, WGR, and then everyone at 10 o'clock along the Buffalo Sabres radio network. So I guess the obvious question, or maybe I should say obvious statement, Paul, I don't need to ask it, getting off to a better start tomorrow, I would assume, not to steal one of your keys to the game, but I feel like that's got to be the utmost importance here. Getting the first goal and getting off to a good start the most cliche thing to say here, but man, does it feel so important with this group.
Well, let me put it a different way. I'll say the same thing, but let me put it a different way. Pick up right where you left off in the third period. If you play like that, unless the goaltender steals the game from you, you probably will have a good opportunity to win. And as I said, they weren't awful in the they were awful in the first period. They weren't awful in the second period. I thought they were better. They still weren't where they needed to be. They were much better in the third period, and that's the way they need to play hockey. So, to me, it is pretty simple. Just pick up right where you left off, and I think you will have a good opportunity to win. Now the question is, if I'm Keith?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I put Markstrom right back in, unless he's tired or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if I'm him, I go right back with him. I do not put Jake Allen in goal. I don't know what Keefe will do, but, mm-hmm. The Sabres might wind up against Jake Allen. Who knows? It can't get any worse than it was against Markstrom, who was lights out. As I said, should have been the first star of the game. But, we'll see which goaltender they wind up facing. We'll see if Devin Levi winds up in the Buffalo net. Again, if I'm Lindy Ruff, Devin Levi's in net. That would have been my plan anyway. The only I think is what Lindy Ruff's plan was going to be anyway. I think Luukkonen, if he got a shutout or something, maybe could have changed his mind. But and Lindy Ruff won't tell us his plan, but I'm guessing right. His plan was to play both goaltenders, and I don't think he saw anything in this game to deviate from that plan.
The amount of shots, when we were talking about this discussion, Paul, obviously before the game, we had said, well, if Luukkonen plays great and he has a light workload, maybe you go with it. He did get the light workload, 22 shots, but I know, you wouldn't say it was one of those, like, he stole the game performances or wow, how outstanding he was. It was just kind of a lackluster one. Although I will say I did like his first period. He had that breakaway save on Hischier right away. Then we know that chance that Hughes set up for Bratt that was on the doorstep. So I did like that. I know the third goal out of position for it, but
no, he made some good saves along the way.
I guess I would give him a pretty solid grade. And that if Ruff came back with him tomorrow, even though I'm not predicting it, I also wouldn't be stunned either.
Yeah, the second goal's deflected. The Hischier goal, he had no chance because he was out of position. The Nyquist goal, again, I'm looking to say, boy, it would have been a great save. It's not a goal where you say, boy, he stunk on that goal. It's a hard save because Nyquist walks right in. But it's just one of those, you hope maybe you can get a big save out of it. So, yeah, I've seen him play a lot worse. I mean, him being so far out of position makes it seem worse, that maybe it was because that was a habit of his a couple of years ago. It certainly wasn't last year. I mean, it might creep into his game once or twice, but it certainly wasn't a habit like it had been beforehand, and it just happened to creep in there. And unfortunately, he really could not get into position to even have a chance to make a save on his year's goal.
Last thing for you, Paul. We just talked about goalie for tomorrow. Would you actually believe? All right, Paul, we're gonna check back with you quickly after Lindy Ruff, but Lindy Ruff's made his way to the podium. Let's take you there live.
What did you make of the start and how it just took you guys a while to not only get to the way you want to play, but just really hammering in on those details that you had been talking about throughout camp?
Yeah, I thought the start was probably the biggest difference in the hockey game. I mean, they got a little bit of a break on their second goal where I think it hit a foot of ours and went in. But at the same time, you got to create your own opportunities. I thought they were a step faster to loose pucks, and they won more 50-50 battles early on. And I thought that was the difference in the game. You get off the quick start like that, and then, you get a little bit on your heels. But I thought later on in the first, we missed some good looks to get back in it and didn't execute at a high enough level.
Right side, front row.
Lindy, before Abe Kubel left, I mean, that he has that shot, and Markstrom makes the save with the paddle, and it's a 2-0 game at that point. You can never look back at one save, but is that a point where you look at and say, all right, that, if we get one there, maybe this is a different game?
Well, I just referenced we had some good looks that we didn't execute on at a high enough level. I thought that's one of them. You know, there was two or three key plays that I thought, you know, could have turned the game back in our favor that we either missed the net. I thought that on our one power play unit missed the net two or three times on some really good looks, and those are opportunities that can get you back in a hockey game.
Right side, second row.
Lindy, looking at UPL's night, is it a situation where you say the team just has to be better in front of him?
I thought our team to start the game had to be better, not about one guy. This isn't about one player. We scored one goal. And when I'm talking about execution, it's a part of that is being better offensively and being better in front of him.
Right side, first row.
The whole time we've been here, you've talked about the energy and the pace that you guys have had in camp and in the preseason games. So did the start surprise you in a way that at least it wasn't even with the Devils? Maybe you weren't a step ahead, but you referenced being a step behind.
It did surprise me. I thought it looked like we had some guys that were nervous, like our puck play wasn't as crisp. I thought as the game started to go on, our puck play was a lot better. But the start of the game, you know, we didn't execute at a high enough level even to break some pucks out. And that's the part that surprised me, because our energy has been tremendous. And so I think maybe a little bit of nerves got us.
Last question, left side, second row.
With the play improving towards the end, is it a good thing to be right back for a late afternoon game tomorrow?
You know, I think this is our league. This is how close our league is. How you either take advantage of some of those early opportunities and you get a team down, or you don't. They took advantage. You got to give them a lot of credit. They took advantage of a couple of those early opportunities. They created a couple of great opportunities in their own. And, you know, I mentioned they got some really good forwards that if you're going to give them opportunities, they're going to make some special plays.
Thank you for your time, Coach.
All right, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff here live in the media room in Prague at O2 Arena. Brian Colziel live here in Prague. Paul Hamilton back in Buffalo. Paul, before we let you go here, I know you just heard that interview with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. He said he was surprised with the slow start, surprised that the energy wasn't there, and maybe even said there were some nerves right away.
We talked about that in the first period. I think we both agreed they looked tentative. They looked nervous. I thought they were tentative. He said it perfectly. He said that early on they weren't fast enough on pucks and they needed to win more 50-50 battles. Exactly perfect. He said it perfectly. I mean, that's exactly what we all saw there. And, you know, unfortunately, three pucks wind up in your net and their goaltender steals the show on you, you know, that you can only get one by him. So that was the unfortunate part for the Sabres. But, you know, there are good goalies in the NHL. The Sabres supposedly have good goal scorers. And when their goal scorers get opportunities, they have to be there. They have to be able to convert on those opportunities. And, you know, Thompson had two shots wide there. He had golden opportunities right there. Abe Kubel, just bear down. You got a wide open net. Don't baby the puck where the goaltender has a chance to put his stick back there and stop the puck with the paddle of his stick. I mean, put it right through the back of the net. I mean, don't baby it. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you just have to be a little sharper. And they were sharper in the third period, but unfortunately, now their goaltender has confidence. You know, the Sabres couldn't get pucks by him. Finally, Power did get one by him. And you know what I liked on that goal, too, is Power took his time. He realized he had put himself in great position. He also realized he had some time where he could calmly take a look, see where it was happening, get the puck. It looked like he put it between the chest protector and the arm. By the way, Paterka does have the assist now on that goal. You know how that how I am with that kind of stuff. So he did finally get the assist that he earned on that goal because he worked very hard. I mean, he just kept going to the back of the net. He beat Dylan to the puck. You know, it's kind of nice that they're showing the thing on TV right now for me as I'm talking about it. And Power, I just loved how he took his time and said, okay, let me find some net here because I have the time to do it. Usually you don't have that much time in the NHL. And we saw Power in preseason be a little bit better offensively too. So, you know, there's a good possibility that maybe the offensive part of Owen Power's game, as he's now a little bit older and has played in the NHL for a little bit now, maybe we'll start seeing some of the offensive part of his game blossom.
Paul, appreciate all your expertise and analysis throughout our pregame, intermissions, and postgame. Ready to do it tomorrow. You got to be ready early. 9 a.m. the pregame will start.
I'm ready. Hey, let's just do it now. Let's start now. Tell the players, put their stuff back on. I'm ready. Let's go. I mean, you know, let's start our pregame. Let's get the teams out there and let's roll.
That's what Paul said about the Sabres. Just pick up right where you left off. So I'm going to be expecting you to pick up right where you left off with this intensity, Paul, tomorrow morning.
I absolutely will. It'll be 9 a.m. and we'll be ready to roll.
That's right. All right, Paul, thanks. Chat in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Paul Hamilton with us here on our Sabres postgame show. Yeah, tomorrow, 9 a.m. pregame on our flagship WGR, and then the entire Sabres radio network at 10 a.m. We'll have it. I'll be here live at O2 Arena in Prague again. Paul Hamilton, Pat Mellicaro will be a part of our coverage as well. That's our preview of the next game and our Steve Foley Law pregame show again starting tomorrow at 9. Appreciate you being with us for that. And before we leave, let's get our scoreboard from around the league brought to you by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys. The only other NHL action going on today is in the preseason, so the only other game to look forward to is to obviously the regular season game here tomorrow in Prague between the Sabres and the Devils. But Bills news to pass along. Bills head coach Sean McDermott making it official today. Khalil Shakir, Ed Oliver, Taylor Rapp, and Austin Johnson, all of them will be out Sunday afternoon as they take on the Houston Texans. McDermott also saying Taron Johnson and Terrell Bernard, who were limited at practice today, still have a status of being unknown for the game at this time. All right, so there's your Bills news and our check of the sports tomorrow. Also, part of our pregame tomorrow, as long as everything goes smoothly here, we are going to have our conversation with NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly tomorrow during pregame again. So for all of you listening on our flagship on WGR, 9 a.m. pregame tomorrow, and then all of you on the network, you can be with us at 10 a.m. before the Sabres and the New Jersey Devils. If you are listening along one of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodbye to you at this time. Appreciate you being with us. If you're listening to our flagship WGR, we will take a timeout, and then we come back. It'll be Shope and the Bulldog. They'll have their reaction on the Sabres game today, and then, of course, more on the Bills injury news of the day as they get set to take on the Texans on Sunday. Want to thank our crew. Evan DePasquale, our network producer, back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, Evan. Tom Maddy is our engineer. Pat Mellicaro on the scoreboard and anchoring all afternoon long. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening here live in Prague at O2 Arena. I'll be with you tomorrow for the Sabres and the Devils after New Jersey wins it tonight by a score of 4-1. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow from Prague right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.